I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. A friend who used to live in Japan shocked me when he said that not only did he have to sort and clean all his recyclables, but also if he didn't do it perfectly, the city would plunk his trash on his doorstep with a scolding note. In the U.S., most municipalities practice single-stream recycling, meaning we toss all the different materials together because they'll be sorted at a facility, either by people or machines or both. But this process is expensive, and mistakes can be dangerous. For instance, a little contamination from some Type 6 PVC plastic could result in the release of toxic corrosive chlorine gas. A company called DePoly might have a solution to recycle plastics without any sorting or cleaning. First, unwashed mixed plastics and plastic-based fabrics are shredded. Everything is tossed in an aqueous solution mixed with titanium dioxide and blasted with UV light to crack the once unbreakable plastic molecular chains. After a 10-minute room temperature soak, the plastic pulp is reduced to its original petroleum-derived building blocks. Any leftover cotton or tougher plastic types are filtered out. DePoly's methods are low-cost, simple enough to run out of a home kitchen, and cut the carbon footprint of plastic recycling by 65%. They're not just sorta awesome, they're heroes, like the ordinary people who convert food waste to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.